Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Today we are continuing with learning in the shul that has been sponsored this week by Lani and Yo Wolk in memory of Yo's mother, Chana Bela Bas Yehoshua. We are in Masechta Erevin and we are in the first parak Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. Haisa shel kashva shel o shel kanim. What happens with Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Now, yesterday we had studied the understanding that if we're dealing with a kohor with a crossbeam, it doesn't need to be strong enough to be able to hold an ariach. It just has to be wide enough to hold an ariach. In other words, it has to be a tefach wide. So if the crossbeam was made of straw or reeds, and so therefore can hold the ariach brick, we look at it as though it was made of metal, which can support that size. A kuma, if it was bent, we see it as though if it were straight. Agula, if it was rounded, so if you put something that's around, if it's a cylindric shape, and you put a brick on it, it would roll. So in such a situation, we see it as though kiluhi merubas, we would assume that the dimension, as if it was squared, so it wouldn't fall off. So the bottom line is, how do you calculate the width? If anything that has a circumference of 3 tefachim has a diameter of a tefach, and so therefore the circumference of a round beam must be 3 tefachim, so the width will meet the required minimum. Now, l'chayayin she'amru, when we talk about lechis, we say govan asara tefachim. They have to be 10 tefachim tall. V'rachban v'avyon koshu, they don't have a size for their thickness or their width. Rabbi Yossi Omer, rachban shlosha tefachim. They have to be 3 tefachim wide le'halacha. And in that situation, Rabbi Yossi says, you can't go ahead and use something that's not 3 tefachim wide, or otherwise it will not be significant. It doesn't imply any sort of partition. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful day and a good vach.